to be a special schus for Amoni Marasi Sheyichyu. And Leonish Masamaris Esther Bas Rib Shmuel, we're going to be discussing Shir Kezayis B'mitzvah Subi Surim, based on a lovely article in the Moria Torah Journal from the year Tavshin Ayin Zayin. We'd like to look into various dinim where we have Achilas Isser. Is the din Achilas Mitzvah k'din Achilas Isser? When you do an Achilas Mitzvah, does it have the same halachic parameters as Achilas Isser, as eating Isser? Famous Safek of the Mishnah Lamelech, Perakei, Mehilchas Yisodei HaTorah, Sof Halacha Ches, Lenin Achila Shel Mitzvah Shelo Kederech Achila. Let's say a person eats matzah Shelo Kederech Achila, not in the normal way, he mixes in something bitter, or whatever it may be, but he eats it in a way that's not normally eaten. Is it going to be a mitzvah? Because on one hand, Lagabe Yisra Achila, it says Lo Sochal. So Achila teaches you that you should eat Kederech Achila. So what about that's an Isser, and therefore if you didn't do it Kederech, it's not an Isser. So what would be the din, Lagabe eating Shelo Kederech Achila, Achila's mitzvah? Are you Yotze Yidei Chovasa, or are you not Yotze Yidei Chovasa? He says he doesn't find this Mefurish, but mistaber that it's the same thing, that just like achilas isser is an achil if it's not kederech, so to achilas mitzvah is not achil if it's not kederech. We already had, we discussed this at length recently, and now we're going to go into it again. B'siyata d'shmaya, the Noda Bihuda and Yoredea Lamed Hey brings from the Torah Schaim, who proves from Chulin Kufchof Amid Aleph, that you yotze yidei chova gam b'achilas matzah shelo kederech, because it says there that if you melted down the chametz and then you swallowed it, then it is the person's chayiv kares, and if you if it's matzah, then you're not yotzei yedei chovaso b'pesach. So the Gemara says, b'shlemi, you're not yotzei yedei chovaso b'pesach because it requires lechem oni. And after it's melted down, then it's not called lechem oni. But if it's chametz, why you chayiv kares? That's not derech achila. That's not the way you normally eat it. So why, I understand why you're not yotzei achilas matzah, because it's not lechem oni. But why, himchas achametz v'gamo, why is he... if he melted it down, then why is it considered chametz? It's not derech achila, so it's not like he ate chametz. The Gemara answers, no, there's an extra word, nefesh. Nefesh is marbe es hashose. Even if somebody drinks this chametz, he is going to be chayiv kares for consuming chametz. So we have to understand that, since it's pasha to the Gemara, that if one melts it down and liquefies it and drinks it, it's not kederech achila, and therefore he should be pater al chametz. Just we have a special chiddush in the pasuk. So this was said by chametz. This wasn't said by matzah. So then the Gemara should have said, you know why you're not yotzei matzah? Because you didn't eat the kederech achila. By chametz, you should have been pater, because it's not derech achila, but you're a chayiv because we have a ribui in the pasuk. So then by matzah, the Gemara should have used, now we're pre-ribui, there's no ribui in the pasuk. So by matzah, the Gemara should have said that you're not yotze, because it's not derech achila. Why does the Gemara have to come out to lechem oni? The Gemara says that by chametz, the reason that you're chayiv is because we have a special ribui in the pasuk. That means without the ribui, you wouldn't be chayiv because it's not derech achila. So then by matzah, where you're eating it shaloka derech achila, you shouldn't be yotze because you're not eating it derech achila. So why does the Gemara come on to the reason of lechem oni? Just say that himcha is a matzah, and you gulped it down, you're not yotze because it's not derech achila. So why does the Gemara say it's because it's not lechem oni? So it would appear that linyan mitzvahs, there's no chisaron when a person's eating matzah shelo kederech achila. And the reason to be mechalik between mitzvahs and isurim, explains the Torah Schaim, is because we can say that mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. that isurim, the yisod iser achilas mishum hanam in ha'iser, because we find that misasik b'chalav mvarayus is chayiv shekainene. If a person's misasik, he doesn't mean to eat chaylev, he doesn't mean to do gila rice, but he does it anyway, he's chayiv because he had hanah. So the ikur yisod iser is to get hanah, and therefore, even though he ate, he's going to be chayiv, because even though he's misasik. So since the iser achila is mishum hanah sachila, so if he eats shelo kederech achila, this achila doesn't give him hanah. Kederech hanah sachila so so chayfet. It's not the normal way one gets hanah. And therefore, by iser he's pater because he's not getting hanah. But mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu, mitzvahs weren't given for hanah. And therefore, we can say that even if he ate them without hanah, he's yotze yidei chova. And there's no chisaron if he wasn't nene, kederech achilas ma'achozeh, because he ate it. So that's the Torah's Chaim's explanation. In other words, the Chaim wants to prove in this Gemara, you know why the Gemara didn't say by achila that the reason is because it's not kederech and it said lechemoni? Because by achila, you don't need it to be kederech. Why? Because mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. So by achila, you don't have to get hanah. By yisir, there has to be hanah. But by achila, by mitzvah, doesn't have to be hanah. And therefore here, since he didn't get hanah, even though he didn't get hanah, he still should be yotze. Kamash malan, that he's not yotze for a different reason, because it's not called lechemoni anymore. Now the Mishnah Lamelech, in Perak Yedalim, mil ma'achos esur, it's halachi yedbez, it's a topic, the opposite. We can say mitzvahs are more chomer than isir. That it says in the Torah, in bala matzah yotzah. It says that if you swallowed up the matzah, you didn't chew it, you swallowed it, you're yotze, because we don't need time matzah. But if you wrapped it up in a sieve, in some sort of covering, and you didn't taste it because it was karech b'siv, so you're not yotze. Because granted, you don't need tam matzah, but the matzah has to touch your throat, like it says in Arvei Psachim. So therefore, karach b'siv lo yotzeh. Bala matzah yotzeh. You don't need tam matzah, but you know what you do need? You do need that it should hit your throat, and here it didn't hit your throat because it was covered up with this sieve. So he was mistapek. Do we say by surim also? Let's say you're a karech b'siv. You wrapped it up in something. Siv, according to the Rashbam, is something that's you have in a palm tree. But the point is that it didn't touch your throat. So what would be the din by isurim? We say by isurim that if you're a karech adav dvar iser b'siv, that you're going to be pater, just like by mitzvah say the Torah says zochal. So karech b'siv, you're not yotze. So to buy a surim, the Torah says, don't eat, so karcha b'siv. It's not an iser. And there the Mishnah Melech says, l'cha'ora, it's the same. But I don't know why it's not spoken about. Why did the Gemara only bring it by mitzvah seva, not mitzvah slosa say? And he concludes, case lo matzasi, din ze beferish. Haven't found it beferish. So the reason of karech b'siv lo yatsa yedei matzah, according to some Rishonim, is because such an achila is not kederech achila. So if that's pshat migemara, then we can answer the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech in Yisori HaTorah. She'ein yotzin yedei chovas mitzvah ba'achila shelo kederech achila. If karech b'siv, the fourth is, it's not kederech. So that's why you're not yotzin mitzvah achila. So that resolves the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech in Yisori HaTorah. Whether by mitzvah you're yotze shelo kederech. And the answer is no. Because that's why karcho b'siv you're not yotze, and also you can't be mistapek by karcho b'siv l'nin esurei Torah. That since achila shelo kederech, this achila is not mechayavis b'machal kamachalas b'machalas asuros. He's not kederech. But according to the Rashbam in Psachim Kufte Zayin Amud Beis, the reason you're not yotze b'kricha b'siv yidei chova is because it's kizarek even lachamas. V'hanu shetsuras achila maga machal b'korni. You have to touch your throat. Befrat we paskin by ma'acholas asuras chul in 103b that the ikur chovas ma'acholas asuras is al hanoas grono v'im haya ha'machal karach b'siv k'mishin nizrak l'meyav b'lo achila damitz. It has to have hanoas grono. This isn't considered hanoas grono. In the Prima Gadim in Aruchayim Tafayin Hei Shalavram Siv Kut Nir Aleph, he's medactic from the Rashbam that there's no chisaron shel shelo kederech achila b'mitzvus. And therefore the Rashbam gave this reason of it not touching your throat by karcho b'siv. It's because it doesn't bother him, the shelo kederech achila, because yotze even shelo kederech. Now the inyan is surim, there's a suffix of the Mishnah lemelech, that it could be that you're over on achila siser if you're korech b'siv. Aye, it's not touching your throat. So based on what we explained, there's a difference between taras achila b'asurim and taras achila b'mitzvus. That by asurim, the chiyav achila is on the hanah from the maichel, and therefore, since the ikar hanas hamachel is from the sviya, that it satiates you, and if you're korech b'siv, it satiates you, so then you're going to be chayev. But by mitzvah, there has to be hanas grono. And since there's no hanas grono, then you're going to be pater, then you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. It has to be not maga machal begrono. So again, we see in Chul and Kuf Yud Gimel on the base, the idea of chovas macholas the service is banaz grono. But if you hold that the ikar is the sviya, then I'll call panim you a sveya. Or it's not mashma that way in the Gemara. If the ikar macholas the service is al tanaz grono, there's no hanaz grono. So by mitzvah, there's no hanaz grono. So you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And by iser, there's no hanaz grono. So you're not over in an iser. So by mitzvah, the mitzvah is not hana. The mitzvah is to do the pula sachila. Because mitzvah is lav lehanas nitna. And the mice sachila is begrono. So if the matzah is begrono, besiv, that's not considered that it is garon. That's kazarei geben lechamas. It's like throwing a stone in a leather patch. It isn't touching his throat. It is a hefsek. So we already were doche, by the way, the svara of mitzvah lav lehanas nitnu, because we said that the mitzvah wasn't given for hana. The mitzvah is given as a yoke. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't get hana from the achila. It wasn't given for hana, but the hagdara of achila is that you're getting hana. So if there's no hana, if you read it shelo kederech, if it's bitter, then how can that be called achila? That was what we discussed that at length in a previous shir. So we have basically two chakiras here. We have a chakira of the Mishnah Lamelech and Yisodei HaTorah. Achilas mitzvah, ki yotze achilas mitzvah shelo kederech achila. And then we have a chakira about surim. What about karchem besiv? If you wrap up these surim, are you going to be over on, and it doesn't touch your throat, the actual iser, are you going to be over on ma'acholas asuros? So the minchas, and it's really not clear yet, and it probably never will be because this has been discussed now for hundreds of years. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud discusses a psak that b'chol chameshes minei dagon yotzen behem yidei choyvas matzah. All types of dagon your yotzei matzah, like we see in Psachim 35a, elu dvarim shiyotzen behem choyvas Yehova chitim saorim kusmin shivala shul, all the minim yoyotze yidei chovas dagon yoyotze yidei chovas matzah. Let's say you ate matzah bitseruf shel chameshes minei dagon. There is a mixture of the various types of grain. Are yotze or not yotze? Misvaritz pashita you yotze. You ate a kazayis of matzah. Because every chelik of your achila is considered matzah. Or with seir of kol achilas, this person ate matzah. However, the minchas chinuch is medaktik from what it says in daf lamites amar aleph, that your yotze yedei chovas maror become a minim. And if you were mitzaref and you ate various minim of their various minim of maror, if you combined all the minim together, various minim, and you had a shear, so the Mishnah is mechadish that you're yotze. So you need a Mishnah to be mechadish for you that you are yotze yidei chovas maror if you have a tzeruf of the minim. But we don't find that when the Mishnah talks about matzah. So by maror, the later Mishnah says that you're yotze if you're mitzarif the five minim. But by maror, no. By maror, it says that you're yotze if you're mitzarif various species of maror, but not by matzah. By matzah, it doesn't say that if you're mitzarif various species of dagon, of grain, different types of grains, that you're yotze. Maybe it doesn't work. Maybe it all has to be one type. And it's also meduktik like that in the first Mishnah and Challah that it says, and this is how we got to this, because we've been giving, we're learning Challah now, so this is in that Mizgeret. We found this this shtickle. So by Challah, it says, Chamisha dvarim chayv mechala chitim sora kutsim shbal shul shipon. These are chayv mechala umitstarfim zeim zeh. Okay, so as far as Challah is concerned, they're mitzareif for a shir chala, and in Mishnah Beis it says ochamim kizayis matzah bePesach yotze yidei chovaso. If one eats a kizayis matzah on Pesach, he's yotze, and it doesn't say there that the five minim are mitzareifim zeim ze. So why does the Mishnah not talk about Seiruf of the Chameshis Minei Dagan? It says that you're right by Kizayis Matzah. It says that you're Yotze if you have these five types. But unlike by Chala, where it says Umitztarfim Zeimze, by Matzah it doesn't say Umitztarfim Zeimze. And the question is, why not? It would seem that it's not Mitztarif by Matzah. Only by challah these 5 minim could be mitzuref, but not by matzah. Also, lashon Rambam Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Halacha Dalet Yotzim b'chameshes haminim, and he writes Shim Ochal Me'echad Chameshes haminim Yotze Yedei Chova. If you eat from one of these 5 minim, you're yotze. But Linyan Maror, he writes Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Kimol. So look at the Shinui Lashon in the Rambam. When it comes to Matzah, the Rambam says if you ate one of the 5 minim, you're Yotze. When it comes to Mar, the Rambam talks about being Mitzarif. That if you're Mitzarif, the Maror, you're Yotze. Mashma, but not by the Matzah. Hello, Davrahu. We have to understand, why aren't you yotze if you ate a kezayis of matzah? Even if there are different types of minim, you should still be yotze. Be yourself called so if you ate a kezayis of what's a proper min for matzah. Not only that, but you have menachas daf ayin amud beis in a brisa lahedya linyan eser chametz, that if you're mitzarif and you eat kezayis mikol chameshes haminim, your person's chayiv kareis to chametz. Why by matzah does it have to be one min, but by chametz it could be a mixture of minim? Why don't we say it's like achilas iser? We need a reason to be mechalek. So on kopanim, you see from here that there's a difference between surim and mitzvahs, because by the mitzvah of matzah there's not seraf haminim, but by the iser of chametz, there is a tzeruf of the mean, and we also find a chilek between achilas mitzvahs li'surim that Rashi writes in Brachas and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and that it says in the And the Braisa, Yomer Umakrif Menachas Bishlam Rach Shechayan of Kimenu Genel as Man as Enotan Lacham Baruch Amotzi Lacham in Haaretz, Likid Mekulam Kizayis for Achlan, Imchamitsu Anush Kores, Vimimatsu, Yatsi Dechovasu Pesach, Ushachlan Bechdechilas Pras. So the Gemara says, Bryce says, that if a person's Makrif Menachas in Yerushalayim, he says Shechayanu, if he takes a tea, he makes Hamotzi, if he eats of all of it, Kizayis, if he eats from all of them a Kizayis, then if it's Chametz, and Pesach is onish karis, and if it's matzah, then you're yotzei deichov is matzah, provided you eat gedei achilas pras, Rashi gedei achilas pras, shalai yisha mishahischi lechol shir kezayis, ache gomer achilas hashir, yosem bichdei achilas kikar shel shmona beitzim, tavechatzi o arba beitzim, shizeo tzeir shir achilas. It's funny, what's achilas pras? That you can't wait from beginning to end a shir of more than a chatzi kikar of 8 beitzim, which is 4 beitzim. That's a tzair of shir achila, and if you waited more, it took you more time to eat, there's a longer duration, then the achila is not mitzdarif, and it's like eating chatzi zayis yam, chatzi zayis lamachar, and there is no chiyuv kares if it is chametz. So it has to be, in order to be in the parameters here of eating, iser mitzvah, then it has to be, or at least Isser, then it has to be Kedei Achilas Pras. When you're talking about Isser Chametz, it has to be, in order for it to be an Isser of Chametz, that a person should get Onish Kares, then it has to be Kedei Achilas Pras. So you see that the Tshir Tzeref Achila, Chiv Kares of Chametz Ba'Achila, is from beginning to end Kizmat Shel Achilas Pras, and this includes time of eating and the shehi and the waiting in between the achilas. But b'menachas, ayin heil medbeis, and that brice itself, Rashi says, shirach l'osbash shalosh bein peru l'peru yosem mechdei achilas pras, dehasam avi achila v'yotza b'yidei chovaso. So there you see in Rashi that as far as being yotza yidei chovas matza, the shir of kedei achilas pras is in the hafsakos bein achilas. Rashi says Shalosha bein peirur lepeirur yoser mechdei achilas pras. It doesn't say the whole eating, but that there can't be a waiting in between the eating. When it comes to the iser of kares, Rashi says that what's going to be the shear? The shear is going to be the entire eating has to be kedei achilas pras. When it comes to achilas mitzvah, Rashi says that the shir of kedei achilas pras is when you're not eating, is the shihia bein ha'achilas, but not that the whole achila has to be b'kedei achilas pras. So again, you see a chilek here between achilas iser and achilas mitzvah, that by achilas iser there's a different shir of achilas pras, it's for the entire eating. By achilas mitzvah, it's only for the interruptions in between the eatings. We see even more than this, that if the person was not shoa bein achila v'achila, kedei achilas pras, the Roman starve together, even if he's eating it crumb by crumb, and it could take him the whole day, but he's still yotze. But linyan iser, no, the whole achila has to be b'kedei achilas pras. So you see, there's a chiluk in the shir of kedei achilas pras of iser and mitzvah, that by iser, the chiv is only if he ate the whole achila kula b'kedei achilas pras. But by mitzvah, the din lechol kedei achilas pras is that you shouldn't have a shihia bein ha'achilos of kedei achilas pras, but not that the whole achila has to be kedei achilas pras. And the makor of Rashi lechora is from the lashon of the Braisa, Pesachim Kuf Yudalet Amid Beis. It says there, achol mar demai yotza, belo miskavein yotza, achol lechatzaim yotza, vatshalei shebein achila lechaver to yosem echdei achilas pras. So the lashon here of eating the maror is that lo yisha bein achila lechaverta, you don't have to eat the whole thing from beginning to end kedei achilas pras, there just shouldn't be a waiting in between the eatings of more than achilas pras. Whereas by achilas iser, we see lehedji akrisis 12b, achi yisha metchila atzof kedei achilas pras bovadu dechayiv. So there, by achilas iser, it has to be from the beginning and the end of the eating, it has to be kedei achilas pras. But by achilas mitzvah, it's mashma only in the waitings in between the eatings, but the actual eating can be more than achilas pras, and we have to understand the difference between achilas mitzvah and Achilas Isser in Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Simetaf Ayin Hei Sivav. He copies the lashon of the Gemara and he says Ocho Chatzi Zayis V'Chazav Ocho Chatzi Zayis Yatzo B'Vatch Lo Yishav Ein Achila L'Chaver The Yoser Mechtei Achilas Pras. He eats a half a Zayis and then another half a Zayis as long as he doesn't wait in between more than Gedei Achilas Pras. And the Gemara Avram says Shulav B'Daf Kedabin and Shiocho Gedei Achilas Pras. So writes the Mishnah Brura. So this is difficult to say. It's lav v'dafka. It seems a little dochak because the lashon of the Gemara is u'bavat shle yisha ben achila lechaver to yosem mechtei achilas pras. And that the Magen Avram says no lav dafka. It's not ben achil lechaver, the whole eating has to be kedei achilas pras. But that's not the mashmos of the Gemara, so it could be that Rashi got his chiddush to be mechalek ben achilas iser lachilas mitzvah from the lashonos of the Gemara. That in increases you see by achilas iser, it has to be from beginning to end kedei achilas pras. But by achilas mitzvah, you see psachim kufi dalet amit beis, that it doesn't have to be. That as long as there's no shehir ben achilas. We find something else interesting, lenin chatzi shir b'mitzvah, that we paskin, that like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is Asur Menatara. So the Achronim ask, is there a mitzvah of Achilas Chatzi Shir? We know that Chatzi Shir is Asur Menatara. What about a mitzvah of Chatzi Shir? Nafkamina, if a person has only a Chatzi Zayis, is there a Kiyum mitzvah of Achilasa? That even though he has to eat a Kizai Shalim, is there any inyan to eat even a half Zayis? There's a beautiful arichos about this in Chacham Ovadia's Chazan Ovadia. Also, an interesting Shaila in the Chida, the Machzik Bracha, two people are Pesach, and one guy has a kezayis of matzah, should he share with his friend? Should they eat both a half a zayis, or should he just eat the whole zayis for himself? There's no inyan to give a half a zayis. There's no inyan eating a half a zayis. The Gemara in Yuma, in Dalet Amar Aleph, says the reason Chatzi Shiros is Menatar is because it's Chazil Itztarufe. So in other words, the Chor Pshat is that you need a kezayis for Averas Isser, but it's Pashut that... What it doesn't mean is that the beginning of your achila is beheter and only sof is beisser. But rather, when you're mashlim the achila, so then the whole thing was aser. So memela, it's mistaber that there's even an isser at the beginning in chatzi shir is aser minatara because you could be mashlim the shir. And when you're mashlim the shir, it's going to turn out that even the beginning was aser, so chatzi shir aser minatara. So maybe by mitzvah also. Why don't you... When you're kaim a mitzvah, you're kaim a mitzvah the whole kezayis. So why isn't a half a kezayis a mitzvah, just like it is by Yisr? Because it turns out afterwards that it's chazil, since it's chazil, it's tarufe. So if it would be mitzurif, then that would turn into a mitzvah. So even if you just ate it alone, a half a shir would be a mitzvah, so an Yisr. So why don't we say the same thing by a mitzvah? So how are you going to understand? Those achronim will prove that there's only a mitzvah of an Yisr of chatzi shir, but there's no mitzvah of chatzi shir. How are you going to understand that? What's the difference? Maishna? So, sweet friends, we have our work cut out for us to understand the chiluk in bein achilas isser and achilas mitzvah. And if Hashem gives me life, then Mirtz Hashem, I hope very much to continue Mirtz Hashem b'lina d'b'siyata d'shmaya. Hashem b'zocha to continue. And sina flos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.